The UN Refugee Agency says violence in the Central African Republic has become more widespread, with more civilians being displaced and put at risk. The UNHCR estimates more than 2,000 people have been killed in the country since intercommunal violence erupted in December. UNHCR spokesperson Fatoumata Lejeune Kaba says there's insecurity in and outside the capital, Bangui.
Unfortunately, in CAR, we are seeing renewed violence, communal violence, following stepped-up attacks by the anti-Balaka militia men against Muslim populations and against the African Union peacekeeping force. At the same time, last week in Bangui, a group of Muslim youth attacked Christians during a funeral ceremony, killing 20 of the mourners.
Anti-Balaka militias formed and began revenge attacks last December against Seleka rebels. The rebel offensive had led to the toppling of the CAR president early last year. The rebels then began attacking civilians, mostly Christians and those practicing traditional beliefs. At the height of the communal violence, about 1 million people were displaced within CAR, most of them in Bangui.
For the past few months, we had seen the number of displaced people go down, but then since the past 2 weeks or so, this number is rising, especially last week when we saw renewed attacks by the anti-Balaka. Now we have 637,000 people displaced. This is the first time we're seeing the number of displaced go up in months.
That's an increase of some 16,000 people. About 207,000 of the displaced are in Bangui today. Lejeune Kaba says UNHCR is very concerned about nearly 20,000 Muslims in four locations: the PK-12 neighborhood of Bangui and in Boda, Karno, Berberati, and Bosingoa.
You have pockets of Muslim communities that are trapped and can't leave. If they do, they risk being killed by anti-Balaka. And the only reason why they have not been killed so far is because they are protected by foreign forces, the French troops and the African Union forces, MISCA. These are people who have been in such a situation for 2 to 3 months now, and they're asking to be evacuated by the UN.
UN agencies have sent a mission to the north of CAR to scout possible places where the displaced can be safely relocated. More than 80,000 people have fled CAR to the neighboring countries of Cameroon, the DRC, Republic of Congo, and Chad.
We're trying to help as much as we can, but with the low funding, it's not possible to provide the level of assistance that people need, particularly in Cameroon, where people are coming exhausted, malnourished in many cases. But progressively, we are moving them to camps, and the main challenge is providing clean water because we have to dig wells and bore holes to ensure that they get clean water.
Lejeune Kaba says many need medical attention after walking for weeks in the bush before crossing the border.
The fact that now we're seeing renewed violence means that it's even more difficult for the refugees in the surrounding countries to feel that they can go back home, although that's what they want. Similarly, for the internally displaced, it's becoming more difficult for them to return to their neighborhoods, for those who are in Bangui, or to their places of origin, for those who are outside of the capital.
Anti-Balaka militias control many of the roads to and from the capital. Often truck drivers have refused to take aid supplies from Cameroon to Bangui without an armed escort. UNHCR has called for more African and international troops to better protect civilians in CAR. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.